Hello, my name is Beck Stewart, and I'm a singer, songwriter, actor, producer, director. Let's just say I've done a lot of things in the artistic entertainment industry over the years. And the reason why I decided to shoot this video is because there is a danger lurking out there. And let me recap a bit. I started to use computers back in 1997. And like most people at that time, we were not really aware of the internet as much as we are now, because now it has completely transformed our society in such a way that everybody uses it. And it is a great thing, a great tool. But at the same time, we have big corporations trying to control us, to control our computers. And that's why I wanted to speak about the fact that now, I'm sure you've heard of it, and maybe you haven't, because actually it's a term that's rather technical, and I'm talking about, of course, DRM. DRM means Digital Rights Management. And even though it might sound like some sort of boring or uninteresting concept about computers, it's actually very important to be aware of it, because it was assimilated, and I used the right term for it. It reminds me of the Borgs from Star Trek, but it was constructed into the new operating system from Microsoft, Vista. You've heard of it, of course, everybody's heard of it. And the thing is that DRM are an extremely dangerous tool that is used by those companies to actually control what you can do. And when I think back about the time I started to use computers more frequently to construct my art, because as you know, before digital technology, unless you had millions of dollars, you couldn't shoot a movie or even construct a song. And I have no money. I'm not ashamed to admit it. I don't earn much money at all. I haven't earned much of anything with my songs yet. And I have a full album done called Utopia. And so what I decided to do was release 4 songs for free all over the internet. And this is when I really started to take notice of DRM, because when Vista came on the market, I was curious. I was like, okay, well, I had a few problems at first with Windows XP, as most people do with a new system. And it wasn't long, though, before I found all the little fixes that would fix all the bugs that I had. Because I have to specify that I use a lot of specialized software, which are very, very sensitive to anything you can install on your computer. So I would always get these bugs that, for instance, I would upgrade a certain software. And then what started to work very good at first with the upgrade started to all go to hell. And I was like, okay, what is happening here? What did I do wrong? And we have to be aware of that. You know, that constant upgrade thing? It's not always a great thing to upgrade all the time, because once upon a time, it was, actually. Those companies could be trusted, and they would send us critical patches, critical fixes, so we could get a better, more stable system. But nowadays, I found out fairly recently, I must admit, but still, that those companies are trying to control more and more what we can and cannot do with our own computers. And this is where DRM is so scary, because it just takes away your freedom. It takes away a lot of things that we took for granted for so many years. And this is why I'm so against using Vista in any way. When I started to get curious about it, I made some searches. I Googled it. I usually use Google and Yahoo a lot more than any other search engine, including MSN Live, which I hate. But that's a personal opinion. I just put the keywords like Vista or Windows or Microsoft. I didn't put the keywords like sucks or bad or evil. Or I did that later, I admit. But I wanted to have a fresh and impartial view on what was happening with that new system. And then, I'm not saying everything was negative. I'm just saying that I was very surprised to find out that most people hated that system. And we're not talking about just a hate as in the fanboy fantasy that one system should win over the other. We're just talking about regular people who want to do the work but can't because the new system is constantly trying to keep them from doing the work. It's constantly coming in their way. They supposedly incorporated DRM right into the kernel of Windows Vista in order to control what people might do with HD technology. So people want to, for instance, watch a movie in Blu-ray or HDVD could do it because it's protected by the DRM technology. But the DRM technology is just there to control what you do, to spy on you, to monitor you. As if you had a policeman in your apartment all the time, just saying to you, you're a criminal unless you prove to me otherwise. And I've heard so many horror stories about Vista. Like, for instance, recently I read on a forum that because Microsoft had heard that someone had cracked some DRM scheme in Vista, they forced an automatic update on everyone who had Vista. But the problem is with that some people had deactivated the automatic update thing because they want to control and they want to know what's put on their computers. But even those people were upgraded automatically. So that you know what, when a company decides to just bypass the right of an individual in their own home and upgrades a piece of technology that they bought with their own money, a line has been crossed somehow. Those softwares can be so complicated, and when the company building them adds to that a technology like DRM, which makes it even more complicated, it's just a nightmare. And I so understand those people who don't have the time or the energy or the inclination or even the desire to find out about all these configurations and how to you know, you have to mess with a lot of options and you have to open the hood and just try and make it work and you have to install something and a new driver, and it's always so much work and it's so time consuming when all you want to do is your work. Because let's face it, most of us work with computers now. We're at the office, working on the computer, and then we come home, and then we browse the net, and we're on the computer some more, until that's all we do. And I admit, I do that a lot. My life is actually spent in front of that computer screen. I mean, yeah, I shoot things, and I do other things. I do live performances, and I try to get out of it because after a while it just drives me crazy. But the fact is that this is a tool that allowed me to build an album from scratch. If you start to do some searches on the forums, as I said, you're going to see that a lot of people have a lot of problems with Vista. Regular people like you and me can't make it work. And I understand that some people love Vista and have no problem with it, but what I usually found is that those people were just using the computer for minor things like browsing the net or answering your emails. But people like me, you know, artists, want to create something out of thin air, to create some sort of beautiful art out of our imagination. We need those tools, who are very complicated. And personally, I feel like Vista would come in the way of my work, and I can't let it get that far. I mean, that's why I decided to speak about it. And if by doing so, I make even one person just do a little search, you know, get informed about it, I'll be very happy, because you deserve better. You deserve to make your own choices. Thank you for listening.